In this bulletin, Australia to reach 80% vaccination today as WA confirms its border will remain closed until 2022. The man accused of raping Brittany Higgins charged. And in sport, Tom Rogic to miss the Socceroos 2 World Cup qualifying matches due to injury. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. By the end of today, at least 80% of Australia will be fully vaccinated. Speaking from Sydney today, following his return from COP26 summit in Glasgow, Prime Minister Scott Morrison described the pending milestone as a breakthrough.
80% of Australians aged over 16 will be double vaccinated today. We will pass through that mark today, and that will be another massive breakthrough for Australia.
The Prime Minister was speaking before today's National Cabinet meeting, the first time that the PM has met with state and territory leaders in more than a month. And Western Australia will open up to the rest of the country once the state hits 90% vaccination. WA's Premier Mark McGowan confirmed the long-awaited plans to reopen the state to eastern jurisdictions once this milestone is reached, yet resisted setting a specific date. Mr McGowan, who has come under fire in recent months for what many criticise as hard border policies, defended his state's cautious approach to reopening.
We're all aware of the death and misery it has caused around Australia and throughout the world. That is why our approach towards a safe transition plan hasn't been rushed. It's been careful, methodical, and thorough. The most important thing is, it is a cautious and safe plan.
Western Australia is expected to reach 90% double dose vaccination by late January 2022. And Victoria, a staff member working at the Melbourne Cup and a patron attending Tuesday's racing event have both tested positive to COVID-19. Victoria's health department recorded more than 1,300 new coronavirus cases and 10 deaths on Friday, with 634 people in hospital. The Victoria Racing Club confirmed on Friday a contractor who was at the Derby Day, and the Melbourne Cup is infected, plus a Cup Day spectator. Both cases were vaccinated, while the next big racing event, Stakes Day, is still scheduled to go ahead at Flemington on Saturday. The man accused of raping Brittany Higgins in 2019 has been committed to stand trial. 26-year-old Bruce Lemon pleaded not guilty to sexual intercourse without consent at Parliament House in March 2019. He has been committed to the Australian Capital Territory's Magistrate Court to stand trial. His case is due in the Territory's Supreme Court on the 18th of November. Medical device manufacturer Johnson & Johnson has failed in its bid to overturn a landmark ruling about harm caused by pelvic mesh implants. The High Court on Friday refused special leave to appeal a ruling finding the company acted negligently and concealed the true extent of complications from the pelvic implants. It means Johnson & Johnson remains liable for millions of dollars in compensation to Australian women. The federal court in 2020 awarded three lead litigants a combined $2.6 million in damages over the implants manufactured by Johnson & Johnson subsidiary Ethicon. Tom Rogic will miss the Socceroos 2 Crunch World Cup qualifying matches due to injury, while fellow midfield star Aaron Moy is also unavailable due to club commitments. Rogic is sidelined for 3 weeks after suffering a hamstring strain while playing for Celtic, and Moy is in quarantine after being recalled to his Chinese club Shanghai Port. The trio will also miss Australia's World Cup qualifier against China in the United Arab Emirates on November the 6th. Winger Martin Boyle, who has scored in the Socceroos' qualifying wins over China and Oman, was able to travel despite a COVID-19 breakout at his Scottish club Hibernian. Let's take a look at Saturday's weather now. Partly cloudy and 23 degrees in Perth. In Adelaide, showers and 25. In Melbourne, humid, showers increasing, 26 degrees. Much the same for Hobart, 24. Showers as well in Canberra, 22. Much the same in Wollongong, 23. Similar conditions in Sydney, 25. A possible shower in Newcastle, 26. A shower or two in Brisbane, 25. Mostly sunny and 32 in Cairns, and a possible shower or storm, 34 degrees for Darwin. And don't forget, if you haven't done so already, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for more analysis of the day in news as well as special features.